The jobless rate in the United States is at a near 50-year low. So all this month, NPR is looking at what that means for workers and communities. Many African Americans are seeing an opportunity for better jobs and cheap housing in the South. And Charlotte, North Carolina is one of their destinations. NPR's Daniela Cheslow reports.
Brittany Smith shows me around the house she and her husband bought on the outskirts of Charlotte.
And then this is our laundry room here. Washer, dryer, standard.
It's a beige house with a brick facade. There's a front porch and a two-car garage and a green front lawn. She holds her 15-month-old daughter, Erila. Smith grew up mostly in Detroit. 6 years ago, she struggled to find a full-time job in healthcare there. Her then-boyfriend, Sam, was a career counselor at a college campus that was closing.
We're looking at what cities are growing for young professionals, and Charlotte was always like within the top five.
It helped that Smith's father had moved back to North Carolina, about 2 hours away from Charlotte. So they made the move.
We did have the idea of, you know, we may go down here for a year. If we don't like it, then we can always go home.
The Smiths are part of an influx of African Americans to Mecklenburg County, North Carolina. The African American population here has ballooned by 64% since 2000. Some people come from neighboring counties in North and South Carolina, but thousands are coming from Ohio, New York, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Illinois. And other cities in the South are seeing similar growth, including Houston, Atlanta, Tallahassee, and Columbia, South Carolina. Smith, 32, is about to begin a new job at a health insurance company doing community outreach.
It starts Monday, actually, so very quick turnaround, but yeah, starts Monday.
Her previous job was similar. It was a dream job, she says, but the new position pays better and has more responsibility. Sam, now her husband, found work in Charlotte, too, as a university career counselor.
Opportunities for Black folks, the South and that, have never been in the same sentence.
Demographer Jessica Barron in Durham, North Carolina, says throughout much of the 20th century, millions of African Americans left the South to escape racial discrimination and lack of opportunity.
That's why we got the Harlem Renaissance and Chicago Blues. These are all a part of the story of the Great Migration.
As manufacturing dried up in the Rust Belt, services, tech, and finance expanded in southern cities. African Americans started coming back. Barron says migrants tend to have higher education and more connections than African Americans who remained in places like North Carolina for generations. The job market for African Americans over the past 2 years is the best ever. Unemployment is at 6.7%, although it's double the rate for whites. Charlotte, in particular, is booming. The city has seen 8 straight years of job growth.
But as the tide has risen here, it has not lifted all boats equally.
Charlotte historian Tom Hanchett says decades of segregation and redlining have given African Americans in Charlotte fewer opportunities to buy homes and build wealth.
Affordable housing is especially an issue for African Americans. It requires special effort to overcome it because special effort created it.
And in Charlotte, many African Americans work in industries like hospitality and retail, where wages have stagnated. That mirrors the national trend, where wages have grown more slowly for African Americans than any other group. I meet Nicole Muse Dennis at one of two jobs she works, as bar manager at night and a special education teacher during the day.
I'm what I call overemployed. I have two jobs, and I'm still trying to make it.
Muse Dennis says raising two daughters as a single mom on a teacher's salary has forced her into a 65-hour work week. A couple days later, I join her morning routine.
Come on, let's brush your hair.
It's still dark as she gets ready to drive her daughter to school.
The hard part is just making sure I get up. Actually, I get up in the morning. That's the hard part. Or and then making sure I can actually drive there.
Muse Dennis owns her townhouse in a middle-class neighborhood called University City, and the value of her home has increased in recent years, but her taxes have gone up too. As Muse Dennis strains to make a living, Brittany Smith, the Detroit transplant, is not as overextended. She and her husband both work jobs they love, and they have just one child. She feeds her daughter, Erila, a pouch of organic sweet potatoes.
Here I am, a transplant that has come down here, and I've taken advantage of all these opportunities. Now, some of it may be due to I have, you know, an education, and same for my husband, but also it made me, actually, my husband and I, to look at ways that we can help bridge the gap.
The structural issues that keep many African Americans unemployed or underpaid are difficult to fix, but a strong economy opens more paths to success, and that's the experience of the Smith family and millions of other African Americans who are starting new lives in the South. Daniela Cheslow, NPR News, Charlotte.